The Davidson County Sheriff says he'll more closely monitor the number of federal requests his office is getting to hand over immigrants in custody. This comes after President Trump's administration detailed its plans to increase deportation enforcement. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Last year, the sheriff's office released about 600 of the 40,000 people arrested to federal immigration officials. Despite criticism from activists, Sheriff Darren Hall has long defended his office's compliance. He points out that local law enforcement is not told why immigration officials want to detain someone, and he trusts their judgment.
I want Nashville to be welcoming as a city, but also am a leader in public safety. I have to be looked at as making sure our community is safe. And if the federal government has information and tells me that they want to detain this person for reasons that I don't know, I think it's irresponsible for me to totally ignore that detainer.
But Hall says, starting now, he'll look at the number of detainer requests his office gets from immigration officials every day. He used to just look at a monthly report. And if that number increases dramatically, he says he will reevaluate. For example, right now, a third of immigrants who come through the system are detained.
If that starts to change, then I'm willing to sit down and talk about, are there other alternatives to prioritize who to remove?
That might include asking the federal government to give more information about why it wants to detain people. Still, Hall says he would not defy immigration requests altogether. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.